Innisfil Council is no closer to knowing the launch date for the orbit. Staff provided an update on the project to councillors during their May 24 meeting, but despite several planning applications being submitted to the town, it is still unclear when the first phases of the project will be completed, or even when shovels will be in the ground. That includes the proposed GO station at the center of the project, much to the dismay of Deputy Mayor Kenneth Fowler. What my understanding of this is, until they choose to move forward with this and the market conditions are correct, that they can delay the GO station, he said. We're left outside the realm of control of when the station we want to be built will be built. Staff will work to press the issue with the developer, but there are several factors in play, said Andrea Lee, Director of Planning and Growth. That is not solely developer market conditions, that's also market conditions for Metrolinx and the GO train, in terms of the need for that station, she said. That tracks with what Metrolinx has said about the new station. Recently, when asked to specify a timeline, the transit operator was non-committal, instead choosing to tout its commitment to improved service and transit-oriented communities, such as the orbit. Metrolinx is transforming GO Transit to bring more frequent two-way, all-day service to the Barrie Line, up to every 15 minutes, 7 days a week. Our goal is to deliver over 10,000 train trips a week so customers won't need a schedule because you know the next train will be coming soon, a Metrolinx spokesperson wrote in an email. New GO stations are being delivered through the province's Transit-Oriented Communities program, the email continued. Transit-oriented communities can be connected, next to, or within a short distance of transit stations and stops that will make it easier for Ontarians to get to where they need to be. These vibrant, complete mixed-use communities will give Ontarians more time to enjoy with their family and friends. The application for the GO station outlines the proposal for the land at 1356th Line. The site plan drawings show the station building, transit plaza, plaza canopy, platform canopy, bus loop, canopy and parking. The station building and 250 parking spaces will be built on the west side of the existing tracks, with an underground passageway connecting to the east side, where the current tracks will be twined. An additional 250 parking spaces are anticipated adjacent to 6th Line, as well as bus lay-bys on both sides of the tracks to integrate with future transit options. The other three planning applications include three mixed-use, 40-story high-rise towers at 1214 6th Line. These buildings will hold 1,663 units, as well as commercial, retail, cultural, amenity spaces, and 1,879 parking spaces to be used by residents, customers and commuters. A draft plan of subdivision for the northwest quadrant of the intersection of 6th Line and the Metrolinx Rail Corridor, east of 20th Side Road. In this plan, the required road and blocks necessary to accommodate the proposed GO station, related infrastructure and park space are laid out. The subdivision also allows for mixed-use development and future blocks that stem from the creation of the roads and the train station. 7 blocks would be created in this plan. A revision to the Red Line draft plan. This land is located north of 6th Line between the Rail Corridor and Webster Boulevard. It proposed to revise the two proposed streets previously approved and create 7 blocks for mixed use and future development. Just as with the train station, staff couldn't provide a timeline for these plans coming to fruition. Due to the complexity of these applications, it is difficult for staff to identify a specific timeline for the required review of these applications, including the necessary peer reviews of the technical reports, any required revisions to the plans and report to be completed by the developer, and the final decisions on all 4 of these applications, although decision are anticipated prior to the end of this year, the staff report stated. However, the town is going to do all it can to ensure the train station is in service before people and businesses are moving into the towers. In terms of trying to ensure the station is operational, in as timely as a manner for the town as possible, through the application process, we are making those conditional. We are putting language in those agreements as to the GO station being the first priority and operational prior to occupancy of units, Lee said. Staff also indicated none of these applications would require public meetings, due to recent changes under Section 51 of the Planning Act.